A lawsuit in state court demands the city of Tulsa, Tulsa County, and five other defendants address an ongoing public nuisance caused by the 1921 Tulsa race massacre. The lawsuit argues a white mob raising the prosperous area known as Black Wall Street was just the beginning. It contends officials used funds intended to help the Greenwood District for other purposes and used local policies to keep it from being redeveloped and owned by black Tulsans, leading to an area poorer and in worse health than the rest of the city today. Tulsa African Ancestral Society President Chief Egunwale Amusan says with the race massacre centennial less than a year away, now is the time to set things right.
It would truly be a shame for the same entities to pretend to commemorate 100 years of injustice without providing measures, just measures, to right a century-old wrong.
The lead plaintiff in the lawsuit is 105-year-old race massacre survivor Lessie Benningfield Mother Randall. Attorney DeMario Solomon Simmons says the lawsuit makes a public nuisance claim, similar to what the state of Oklahoma did when it sued opioid manufacturers, winning a $572 million judgment in August 2019.
And in that case, they went back 35, 40 years talking about how the nuisance was created and continued. And this is the same theory that we have. It is no question that the nuisance was created. And as Mayor Bynum said recently and Mike Neal said recently, there's no question that the impacts of the 1921 massacre is still impacting us today.
The lawsuit seeks for a judge to make an accounting of funds tied to Greenwood and to audit property records to determine an amount for a victim's compensation fund. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.